live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, you are now locked into WKAR's current sports, coming to you on this Thursday, March 1, 2020. Thank you so much for allowing current sports to be a part of your weekday afternoon here on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. This is now our fourth show broadcasting from the crib. That's right, my apartment. Must admit, it has been a bit weird. You know, I'm used to looking across the way and seeing Jack Kerwin or Alec Rio or Connor Mathis right there engineering the show and contributing. It's been a bit weird, but as we do more and more of these, I'm getting more and more comfortable. All right, so we come to you on this Thursday. A lot to get to on today's current sports. I'm excited because in just a moment, we will be welcoming to the show a dear friend. He's a former current sports production assistant, MSU alum, who has now completed his second season as the play-by-play voice of the Odessa Jackalopes of the North American Hockey League, better known as the NAHL. Jason Ruff will be on the show today to talk about the cancellation of the NAHL and how weird this has been for him down in Odessa, Texas. Also, Jason is going to talk about his progression as a broadcaster in the conclusion of his second season. And we'll talk some MSU hockey with Jay Ruff as well. So you don't want to miss that. But starting the show just after our headliners, we'll be talking about the biggest news coming out of Detroit professional sports, learning just after 9 a.m. that Darius Slay is no longer a member of the Detroit Lions. That's right, the Pro Bowl cornerback that he is, Darius Slay, is headed to... Well, I'll tell you where he's headed in just a moment, all right? That's a small tease. If you've been living under a rock or maybe just waking up here on this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, so you'll get my thoughts on Darius Slay no longer rocking the Honolulu Blue. All of that and more, you can weigh in on this Thursday edition of the show by simply picking up the phone and texting us at 517-355-WKAR. Again, that's 517-355-9527. You can weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment there. And you can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, folks, and we start here. The Detroit Lions have traded Darius Slay, the Pro Bowl cornerback, to the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, that happened a little after 9 a.m., as I mentioned, this morning. So they trade Slay for a pair of draft choices one day after the three-time Pro Bowl corner took to Twitter to say that he hoped the team's signing of Desmond Trufant, quote, speeds up his trade out of town. Slay received a three-year, $50 million extension with the Philadelphia Eagles as part of the deal. That's according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. And the Lions get third and fifth round picks in April's draft, where they now have nine selections overall and four of the draft's first 85 picks. Along with number 85, they own the third pick in the second round and picks 35 in round two and 67 in round three. So a lot of work for the Detroit Lions to do now. And the Lions also agreed to a one-year deal with former Minnesota Vikings safety Jayron Kearse early this morning. The NFL Network reported that the deal is worth $2.75 million. Kearse was a part-time defensive player and core special teams player for the Vikings last fall and should have a similar role with the Lions this year. The Lions return starting safety Tracy Walker and are high on second-year pro Will Harris, but they traded for former New England Patriots safety Daron Harmon on Wednesday. So the Lions moving and shaking here, and we all knew that the trade of Darius Slay was pretty much inevitable, in my opinion, due to one moment that occurred last season, which I'll get to in just a moment. So, again, reaction to the trade of Darius Slay. This is something that is certainly rocking the world of Detroit Lions fans out there. But at the end of the day, you really saw this coming, right? If you want to weigh in, text us at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Shoot us a comment there. Or, again, hop on good old Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. All right, and Lansing's own Saadi Washington, he confirmed on Wednesday afternoon that he will be staying put with the Michigan men's basketball program under the leadership of Juwan Howard. Sam Webb of the Michigan Insider was the first to report the news that Washington is staying put. He is 44 years old and was a candidate for the head coaching job at Western Michigan, which is his alma mater. The Broncos decided earlier this offseason that former coach Steve Hawkins would not return. Washington has been an assistant coach for Michigan since 2016-2017 under John Beilein. In his first three seasons at Michigan, he worked with the big men and helped to develop two first-round NBA draft picks in DJ Wilson and also Mo Wagner. So Saadi Washington is staying put under Juwan Howard and the Michigan men's basketball program. And I think that's a true testament to just how talented of a coach Saadi Washington is. But yeah, he was a candidate for that job in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan University. Okay, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in an ESPN SportsCenter interview with Rachel Nichols on Wednesday night that as the league attempts to navigate the coronavirus pandemic, one potential option for bringing back the sport would be some kind of charity competition separate from regular play to give millions of NBA fans stuck at home like me, like you, something to watch. I am starving for basketball, especially the NBA. I am a huge NBA fan, as many of you know. And, of course, around this time of the year, I mean, we should be right now watching March Madness games, right? I mean, all day. Oh, boy, harsh reality, folks, harsh reality. But, again, Adam Silver is thinking about, you know, a charity game so that, you know, fans can whet their appetite a little bit. Silver said he isn't sure what the NBA schedule will look like if play resumes this season and isn't ready to think the league will have to cancel its season entirely. He acknowledged the situation and acknowledged that the situation could lead to a complete reshaping of the NBA calendar. So, again, the coronavirus pandemic having a profound effect in the pro sporting world and the sporting world just in general here in the U.S. of A. All right. Also, the National Basketball Players Association Executive Director, Michelle Roberts, said she was disappointed in the criticism that NBA teams and players have gotten for receiving access to COVID-19 tests and sounded off on who she believes is responsible for the scarcity of public tests here in America, that being the federal government. This is what Roberts had to say on ESPN yesterday, quote, "There's nothing irresponsible. If you've got that information that you've been exposed about trying to get the test, the problem that more of us can't get the test, and I'm not apologetic about saying it, in my view, that rests at the foot of the federal government. They were responsible for making sure we were protected in that regard, and I think they failed," end quote. Again, that quote coming directly from Michelle Roberts, who is the NBPA executive director, talking with Rachel Nichols of ESPN yesterday. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told ESPN's Rachel Nichols yesterday as well that 8 teams had been tested since Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19, and the league suspended its season last Wednesday. All right, the Premier League bosses further postponed games in the division until April 30th at a coronavirus summit on Thursday, but underlined their commitment to finish the year. The FA board has also agreed for the June 1st limit to finish a professional season to be extended indefinitely for the 2019-2020 season, and the Premier League held an emergency video conference to discuss the implications of UEFA's decision to postpone Euro 2020 for 12 months and attempt to play this season's Champions League and Europa League to a conclusion. So, again, the Premier League extending this suspension until April 30th at the very least, I should say. So, again, just more suspensions coming out of the – more suspension news coming out of the sporting world. And last but certainly not least, not only will WrestleMania go it's amazing. All of these other sports leagues have canceled, right? But professional wrestling is still a go. WrestleMania is still a go, folks. I may even tune into it. You know, I haven't watched professional wrestling since I was, like, in middle school. I used to be a big, big fan of professional wrestling. You know, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and The Rock, who is, of course, Dwayne Johnson, if you don't know. He started off as a professional wrestler. Chris Jericho, Sting, all these guys. I used to watch them all. And just to watch sports on my television, I'm missing it so much, I may tune in to WrestleMania. Why not, right? So WrestleMania is a go amid the coronavirus pandemic, but it also will be a two-night affair. So for 2 nights, you get it. The WWE, announced on Wednesday that WrestleMania will take place over 2 nights, April 4th and April 5th. On top of that, the annual Glitzy Pro Wrestling Spectator will be hosted by, check this, former NFL star, wait for it, Rob Gronkowski. his personality just suits the WWE, doesn't it? I mean, Rob Gronkowski is already a pro wrestler in my eye. So on Monday, the WWE said WrestleMania will be moving from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, to the promotion's training facility, which is the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. So it's still a go. It's going to be a two-night event hosted by former NFL great Rob Gronkowski. Gronk. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Okay, folks, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That's the number you can text, not call. You can also weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. All right, folks, before we hit our first break, I do want to dive into the biggest news coming out of the world of Detroit professional sports. And that is the news that Darius Slay, the Pro Bowl corner, that he is no longer a member of the Detroit Lions organization. And the writing was really on the wall when the Detroit Lions did sign Desmond Trufant in free agency. But now it's becoming a reality and is really hitting Detroit sports fans out there because, bottom line, Darius Slay was one of the faces of the Detroit Lions organization. You can argue that he was the face of the Detroit Lions organization alongside Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford won, then Darius Slay. This is a dude who was just so consistent, an absolute stud on the football field. I mean, just incredibly talented. Incredibly talented. Three-time Pro Bowler from 2017 to 2019. First-team All-Pro in 2017. 19 career interceptions. Showed up, hard worker. His teammates loved him. Such a great locker room presence. And now he will be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles are also handing him a deal to put him alongside other corners in the league who are the highest paid in the NFL. Yeah, Darius Slay is going to be among the highest paid corners in pro football, according to numerous reports out there. And per Adam Schefter of ESPN, he is the insider when it comes to the National Football League. Adam Schefter reports that the Lions are getting a third and fifth round pick in 2020. And there's no other way to put it. I mean, Darius Slay, just one of the best Detroit Lions players over, I would say, the past decade. He is a former second-round pick. Slay slowly but steadily earned a reputation as one of the best shutdown corners in the league. His Lions career was highlighted by that 2017 season. Again, that's that first-team All-Pro year that saw him tally 8 INTs and a crazy 26 passes defended, which led him to being named, again, first-team All-Pro. But it was clear over time, especially when you look at what happened last year, that Darius Slay no longer wanted to be a part of this organization. Look, he sought an extension before the season began. The Lions didn't budge, though. The Lions weren't eager to crack open that checkbook and write him a hefty check. It just weren't. So the writing was on the wall here. And this is just another player who is uber talented that this underachieving organization now lets go. And we heard this rumor mill for a long, long time. I mean, he was right in the middle of trade rumors near the deadline. But the team didn't find a match. And then this offseason, you know, he made it very clear that he wanted an extension. We were hearing, you know, anywhere from $16 to $17 million per year. The Lions made no indication that they were willing to pony up and give over that kind of money with a year still remaining on his previous contract. And they even admitted that they were seeking trade possibilities as recently as the NFL Combine. You know, and that's something that you rarely hear about when it comes to organizations out there, you know, putting it out there in the public that, yeah, we're seeking trade offers here. You don't hear an organization talk that openly about shipping a player somewhere. Just weird. So the writing was on the wall here, and now Darius Slay is going to be rocking a helmet, that of the Philadelphia Eagles and not your Detroit Lions. So, again, 19 career INTs, 104 passes defended, 3 Pro Bowls, and a lot of great memories from his time in Detroit. And everything I've seen on social media from Detroit Lions fans out there has been nothing but positive. Everybody praising Darius Slay and thanking him for his amazing work. You know, he was also a guy who gave back a lot to the city of Detroit and helping the youth and so on and so forth. Just an all-around great guy. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, too, because, you know, this is for me when I knew that Darius Slay really was not going to return to Detroit. Do you remember Darius Slay's comments after the Quandre Diggs trade during last season? Darius Slay was not happy. about the Detroit Lions trading away the team captain, Quandre Diggs, who was such a presence in that Detroit Lions locker room. And he was not trying to hide his anger or disgust with the business side of playing in the NFL. And he was very candid. It was an expletive-laden interview. And he just sounded like somebody who wanted out of the D. This is what his answer was when asked if he might be the next to be traded right after Quandre Diggs was shipped out of Detroit. Quote, anybody can get traded, but I personally wouldn't care. My personal feeling. Like I said, it's a business. I wouldn't care. It is what it is. Go on about the next day. And then when he was asked whether or not he was worried about the possibility of being traded, he said, bleep, no. That's the last thing I'm worried about. I don't give a crap, honestly. I don't. So like I said, I just work. Doesn't matter where I'm at. If I'm here, if I'm somewhere else, I just go to work. And that was just, those are just two quotes coming from that interaction with reporters when Quandre Diggs was gone. Bottom line, no, Darius Slay is uber talented. Wish him much success out in Philly, and just another sad instance of the Detroit Lions squandering really, really good talent. All right, folks, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll talk with Jason Ruff of the Odessa Jackalopes. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and we have a very special guest that is joining me right now on today's show. Jason Ruff, former Current Sports production assistant who has gone on now to actually become a play-by-play broadcaster in Texas for the world of minor league hockey. He has certainly, just like all of us, right? He has certainly felt the effects of the coronavirus pandemic because the season was actually canceled for the Odessa Jackalopes. And he, like many of us, are just sitting and waiting and praying that this pandemic gets better. So Jason was just so kind enough to join us here on today's Current Sports. J. Ruff, first off, my man, I hope you are well, and, of course, thank you for your time on this Thursday.
Always, Al, and hope you're doing as well, and everyone down up or up, I should say, in East Lansing in the mid-Michigan area. My thoughts and prayers and hoping everyone's safe up there. But, yeah, we're okay down here. We have not had a confirmed case as of this morning when we're doing the show, but, I mean, that can always change. You know, things can change and circumstances can turn, but as of right now, we're doing well. However, the drop in oil prices is certainly being felt in the local economy here.
Certainly, and you know, for you, Jason, you know, you've been now, I believe, is this your second year with the Jackalopes?
Yeah, this now concludes my second season with the Odessa Jackalopes. A little bit earlier than I would have liked, but it is the end of my second season nonetheless.
Certainly. So can you just kind of take us through when you got word that the year was over, the moment that you got, and also because hockey is such a different sport, because, I mean, you talk about, you know, we're having all these conversations now with the coronavirus pandemic where the NBA canceled postponed the season, I should say. And then you look at all of the other leagues like Major League Baseball delaying its start of the year and putting a halt to spring training. But, you know, I look at a sport like hockey, and first off, you're already closed off from the fans. I mean, you have a barrier when you're out there on the ice. You have all of this equipment on. You know, you're not even having, skin-on-skin contact with anything because you got on pads, you got on gloves. But still, there's just so many unknowns about the coronavirus that you don't want to take the risk. So can you touch on both of those things? When you found out that the season was going to be canceled, and just the dynamic of hockey being a little bit different in the regard of trying to stop the spread of this virus?
Well, I'm going to start with the latter first, because the former actually is a little bit of a story. To the latter point first. Mm-hmm. Yes, in terms of hockey, you're closed off from the fans. You're protected by a barrier of the boards and the glass. You have on pads and equipment and helmets and whatnot. But at the same time, the players are in such close proximity to each other. The benches depending on the rink, the benches are very close to each other. But even so, you're in such close proximity to your teammates, to your coaches, to the support staff that helps on the bench, and to media members like myself. Like, I do interviews with players every game before a game. I do interviews with the coaches. They're interacting with the players. If we aren't traveling, which is what we were going to be last weekend when this news came down at first, we were going to be traveling in a bus for 8 hours. So we're going to be in very close proximity to each other. So yeah. It's different, like you said, but it's also very much the same across all sports. Plus, you still have an equal amount of risk, I think, to the fans, because you still have a large congregation of people getting together. And of course, in our league, you have billet families who come to these games, and they're sitting with the fans and the billet families take care of these kids when they're here in Odessa or whatever city that is hosting a North American Hockey League team. So the risk is equivalent in my perspective, and I wholeheartedly support the decision by the North American Hockey League to shut everything down, because the health and safety of not only our players and staff, but also our fans is paramount. So getting on to the former point, when I heard, so this is actually a bit of a story. We were scheduled last weekend, the Odessa Jackalopes, to go down to Corpus Christi, Texas, which from Odessa is about an 8-hour drive. The day before, so this is Wednesday night, when we got word that the NBA was postponing its season, I actually got a call from my contemporary in Corpus Christi, their broadcaster, and he asked me, how much do you want to bet that these games are actually going to go on? And I said, boy, I hope they don't get canceled, but at this point, who knows? With the NBA starting, that may be the first domino to drop. So fast forward to around 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. We're just about getting ready to go. We're loading the bus, and all of a sudden we decide, Coach Adam comes out and says, hey, let's hold off. I hear there's going to be a league meeting this afternoon, so let's hold off on leaving. And in this time, you know, players are coming up to me and they're asking, what have you heard? Like, I'm kind of in the dark as much as you. So in that span between when we were supposed to leave and that meeting, NCAA March Madness gets postponed, then canceled. All the conference tournaments in basketball get postponed, then canceled. All the hockey conference tournaments get canceled. NCAA Frozen Four, in which my parents were just about ready to buy tickets to that, gets canceled. NHL gets postponed. U.S. United States Hockey League, the league directly above us in terms of juniors, we're Tier 2, they're Tier 1, they postpone their season. So finally, we get word, they have the meeting, and we hear down that our league is postponed. It's just postponed. Haven't said anything about the regular season, haven't said anything about the playoffs, just postponed. So our trip to Corpus is effectively canceled. So we go home. We come back this past Monday. The league has another meeting. They cancel the regular season, but they don't say anything about the playoffs. And then finally, yesterday, word finally came down that the playoffs, too, are canceled. Didn't matter for us at that point because the Jackalopes weren't going to be making the playoffs. So as soon as the regular season was canceled, our season was done. But what's really disappointing is a couple things. One, we were playing really, really well. Like, Al, we, at the beginning of 2020, we were on a winning drought that had extended back to November, early November of 2019. Mm-hmm. That drought ended in early February, February 1st, I believe. By the time we got to right now, Al, this team was playing like they were in a playoff hunt. I got to give major props to Coach Phillips and to all the players on that team for buying in and really taking a mentality that they weren't going to play like the record was. They were playing like they were going to win the game every single night. And they came this close to sweeping at home a playoff team, a team that had clinched a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And they were playing like a playoff team. So I real feel bad for that because the Jackalopes were playing their best hockey right now. And the other aspect of it that I feel really bad for is I feel bad for a lot of the players, the 99s, who are aging out. And this is their final junior season. So some of them are going off to play college hockey, but some of them have still to get their college commitment. And their junior hockey career is over, and it's over prematurely. And I feel really bad for those individuals who have given so much to whatever team they've been on, so much to this game, so much to this league, and they're not going to have a chance to finish out the way they wanted to, or in some cases for other teams, they're not going to have a chance to play on and try to finish their career with a Robertson Cup championship, which is very disappointing, especially when you look at some of the other teams in this league who are doing so well and were really Robertson Cup contenders. Well, now they don't get a chance to play for one.
Wow. You know, and Jay Ruff, as you're sitting there talking about those players who won't get the opportunity to continue to showcase their respective talents, to put them in a position to play college hockey somewhere. And you talk about how the Jackalopes were clicking at just the right time heading into the postseason. I can't help, as you were just chatting, I couldn't help but shift and think about, you know, as you're talking, just how much similarity there is to that and the Michigan State men's basketball team. You know, I'm sitting there thinking about, you know, as you're talking about some of those players who won't get the opportunity to possibly play college hockey or again, continue to showcase that talent on tape or to a scout somewhere. I'm thinking about, you know, Cassius Winston for Michigan State men's basketball. I mean, because there are just so many athletes. That's just what you just talked about is just a small window into how there are so many athletes in that same position in different leagues on different levels across our nation who are sitting back and saying, where in the world do I go from here now, right?
Exactly. And I was just thinking about Cassius Winston when you brought up Michigan State basketball. Great Spartan who's been a staple since I've been there, certainly. I've only been out of school for 2 years. But he certainly has etched his name and his likeness, I think, on the Michigan State basketball Mount Rushmore. His career's mm-hmm. done. He doesn't get a chance to try to make a run for a Final Four or doesn't try to get Izzo his second national championship. It's unfortunate that such a talent, such a player, such a great icon of Michigan State basketball has to end his career this way. And like you said, Al, it's the same across all the sports. And while sports individually may be different, at the end of the day, we're all the same. It's all the same in terms of athletic competition, and we're all being impacted the same way. It's really unfortunate.
You know, as this thing began to really wreak havoc on our society and then, you know, of course, trickle down into the sporting world, you know, because for a lot of people that I've talked to, fellow sports fans out there, it really didn't become real to them until either the NBA began to lead the way and say that, all right, games are going to be postponed, the season is going to be postponed, or when the NCAA decided to snatch away March Madness and totally cancel the men's and women's basketball tournament. I'm wondering what kind of effect did this have on the NAHL from the perspective of really talking about, okay, maybe we should cancel the season? Or did this just come out of nowhere? Did you have no heads up? Did it just come out of nowhere like, okay, other leagues are canceling, but, I mean, we're so close to the postseason here, maybe we could push through this thing. When did it really become real for you, J-Ruff?
Well, I thought maybe the league might try to cancel the regular season but reconvene in, like, say, April 1st or 2nd and decide if whether or not they were going to have the playoffs, have teams get a week training camp that were playoff eligible and then have them go into the playoffs. I thought they maybe could have done that. From what I understand from people I've talked to, that something similar to that was an option, but ice availability was just too much because, you know, we don't own the buildings that we play in for the most part. I know at least in the Jackalopes, we don't. The county owns our building. So, but I think, honestly, it wasn't really the either the NCAA or the NBA postponing or canceling their respective seasons. I think it was more the NHL leading the way. I mean, certainly the NBA and the NCAA, those were the first couple of dominoes to fall. And it was a domino effect that just kept going and going and going and going and going. I think for us, I think the big drivers were the NHL, which is, you know, the be-all, end-all of our sport. And I think the United States Hockey League, also the league directly above us, making that call. But I think the biggest call, honestly, Al, was USA Hockey. That's the governing body that we are under, that our league is under, that all of junior hockey is under. And they decided to cancel all of their championships, all of their tournaments that they were hosting and that they were sanctioning. So I think that was the primary mover for our league to decide, okay, let's first postpone, then cancel the regular season, and then cancel the postseason, as that was the path that they traveled. I think USA Hockey primarily moving was the primary motivator. Now, did the NBA or the NCAA March Madness influence USA Hockey's decision? I don't know. It's possible, but again, I think for our league specifically, I think USA Hockey and the NHL, those were the two big primary movers of that decision. And, you know, it really, when it became real to me, I think last Monday when I came into the office. We're still coming into the office because we have a very small staff. And I sat down at my desk and I realized there's no hockey going on. There's no prep that I need to be doing this week. There's no recap that I need to be writing. There's no prep I need to be doing for Lone Star, which is going to be our opponent this coming week. There's no prep, and there's no, I feel what do I do with my hands almost? It was one of those things. And I kind of fell into a little bit of depression, like there's no more hockey on.
Right.
The season's over. And that's when it hit me really, really hard. They're like, okay, the season's over. And then we had our last coaches show last Tuesday, I should say. And that's really when it hits you that the season is over. And I had to give my send-off on a coach's show. I normally give my yearly send-off on the post-game show. And I summed it up as, you know, our season does not end on the ice due to an opposing team. It ends to a virus that has touched the lives of thousands across the world. So it's tough. You never want to have your season end like this, but unfortunately that's just the way the cards were played out. And the thing we need to do right now is to pray for strength to those that have been affected, patience to those of us who are not, and resolve for all in the days ahead, because we need to resolve to get through this, and we will get through this. Our country, we as human beings, we're very resilient creatures, and we will get through this.
That is so true. If you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are talking with the play-by-play man for the Odessa Jackalopes, Tier 2 Junior Hockey League, Junior Hockey Team, playing in the North American Hockey League, better known as the NAHL. The great Jason Ruff, also former Current Sports production assistant. Jason, what was the reaction from the Jackalopes team, you know, once this news came down? I'm not even sure if you had the opportunity, once the NAHL decided to cancel the season, did you have the opportunity to go up to these players and even interview them or talk to them at all? What was that like, if so?
So I had a chance to talk to Coach Adam Phillips. He's our interim head coach this year at our last coach's show last Tuesday. And I asked him that specific question. What was the reaction of the players when you told them? And I'll paraphrase what he said to you right now. He said, you know, there's just kind of very disappointment. Guys are hanging their heads, and there was a lot of disappointment and sadness that the season was over, and especially right now because, like I said earlier, the Jackalopes were playing their best hockey. I had a chance to talk real briefly to a couple guys that had stopped by the office to say goodbye, because as soon as the word came down, a lot of the guys were getting out of here. They were getting out of Dodge. I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think all of our players have since left Odessa to go back home. If not, then they're leaving really soon, perhaps even today. But I had a chance to talk to a couple of them. They were lighthearted. They appreciated everything that we did for them. Of course, I told them I appreciate everything that you guys do for us, and that allowing me to tell your stories and telling us to help you and help you on with your path and your dreams and whatnot. But, they were lighthearted, but at the same time, you could always you could tell there was a hint of disappointment there that the season was over. Now some of these boys are still eligible and they can come back next year, but for some of them, they're aged out and this is it for them. And you really got to feel for just how much they put into this game. And now that, like I said earlier, they don't get a chance to finish the season on their terms.
Very true. Very, very true. All right, Jason, what I want to do right now is hit our final break. And when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what your evolution as a broadcaster, as a hockey play-by-play man has been like. We'll be right back, folks. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. And if you are just now joining us, we have been chatting with Jason Ruff. He is the play-by-play man for the Odessa Jackalopes of the North American Hockey League, better known as the NAHL. Of course, Jay Ruff, also a former Current Sports production assistant, dear friend of the show. Jason, we before we hit that final break there, we were talking about just the reality of what occurred with the Jackalopes and the NHL canceling the rest of the season and just how weird that was, how big of an impact that has had on the team down there and what you do. And right now I want to talk about the evolution of you as a broadcaster now, because this is the second year. This now concludes the second year for you behind the mic as the play-by-play man for the Jackalopes. I remember we had you on at the end and in the middle of your first season with the Jackalopes. What kind of progression have you seen as a broadcaster in year two?
Well, Al, I'm not one to toot my own horn. You know that. You're the same way. I think we're both cut from the same cloth in that regard. But yeah. I will say that when you're broadcasting for a team that does not have the best season, I believe we finished the season 9-39-1-1. So it's 9 wins, 39 losses, 1 overtime loss, 1 shootout loss. It really forces you to up your game a little bit, because it's up to you to make the game exciting. Like we had, unfortunately, this year, we had games where the Jackalopes got blown out 9-1. For example, how do you make that game exciting? And I had to try to find ways to make that game exciting, to stay engaging and to find positives. And I like to think that I've done that based on the feedback I've gotten from fans and from my own coworkers and my bosses, that they really enjoyed. I got a couple of notes towards the end of the season, like saying, Jason, thank you for everything that you do. They started calling me the voice of the Jackalopes, even though I never asked for that title.
But you are. That's a reality.
But I am. I actually got a very nice email from one of the former broadcasters for the Jackalopes, Bob Harrods, who currently does the Midland Rockhounds over in just down the way in Midland, the minor league baseball team. And he said, I saw the record. I saw your name had come up. I'm like, my goodness, I can't even imagine. You're doing a great job. Keep it up and stay in touch. And that was in the middle of the season, right in January, right in the dark ages of our season. When we had a new coach come in and really it was gut check time for a lot for the team. But you know, I read a quote from Brendan Burke, who's the play-by-play voice of the New York Islanders, who's a friend of mine I've reached out to a couple times, and he and I talk on occasion. But he said when he was broadcasting for losing teams, he said, you have to be on your game. It really forces you to maintain an exciting broadcast. And because the fans know by Thanksgiving, by December, by Christmas, whether or not this team's making the playoffs. So they're not tuning in to see whether or not they're going to make the playoffs. They're tuning in to see if they were going to win the game. But more importantly, they're tuning in to see how you make the broadcast exciting, if you make the broadcast exciting. And that's what broadcasting for a team that like has a season like the Jackalopes have had this season, forces you to do. And if there's one thing I'm most proud of from my from the broadcasting perspective this year, it's how I've grown in being able to make an entertaining broadcast, even though the score and the play on the ice isn't exactly what we all would have liked to see.
Yeah, that's a very good point, man, you know, because when you're, you know, me being a Detroit Pistons fan, you know, I just sit there sometimes in amazement when I do tune into a game, you know, especially in recent years because the Pistons haven't been great in a while. And I just sit there in amazement sometimes listening to, you know, George Blaha and Greg Kelser just banter and still try and keep the energy up. Still encourage fans, you know, because that is a talent in itself, Jay Ruff. So it's certainly not easy, right?
Now, forgive me for throwing a little bit of shade here, but what Detroit sports team has been good lately?
Preach on, man. Oh, my gosh. You're not throwing any shade there. That's just a reality, bro.
That is just a sad
reality.
We're in cowboy country down here. I think I shot you a couple picks from Dallas Airport. They got a whole big Dallas Cowboys bar theme. If that's all Dallas Cowboys themed. I mean, we're in cowboy country down here, so I kind of have to be a little bit of a cowboy fan by default.
There you go. Welcome. Welcome, brother. What took you so long? All right? I mean, welcome to the good side. But, yeah, man, and, you know, I tell you what, if this thing, which it looks like it may, you know, if this bleeds into the NFL year, postponing the start of the NFL, I mean, the NFL is the sport here in these United States of America. I mean, I can only imagine just if you aren't down already as a sports fan, because right now sports fans are getting their appetite wet just a little bit because of all of the moves that are happening still in free agency. So, you know, you're still talking a lot. You know, we're talking NFL free agency on today's show. You know, these past 2 days we've been talking about Tom Brady and all of the other moves that are taking place around the league. If this delays the start of that NFL year, Jason, oh, my goodness, man. And I got a question for you, man. I mean, are you going to, you know, in regards to the start of the NFL year and you're talking about being down there in Texas and that being Cowboy Nation, of course, are you – planning to return home now to family in Illinois, or how long are you going to be down there?
So I usually stay down here in Texas and work in the front office. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to go that needs to go on. Advertising needs to be sold. We need to get new advertisers, season ticket holders, et cetera, et cetera. We have a lot of stuff to do over the summer. I try to get home as much as often as I can. With this situation, I'm in constant contact with my family in terms of what we want to do. It's unfortunate because I was planning to come home to first Chicago and then Michigan to meet up with family and go to the Frozen Four, the NCAA hockey tournament that was going to be held in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. Now, obviously, that's not happening, and that was going to be over Easter weekend and my birthday weekend. I don't know what's going to happen there. And, of course, my cousin, Stephanie, shout out to her, who's a senior at Michigan State. She was going to graduate in May. Well, commencement's been postponed, according to the school. So a lot of plans are in flux right now. I'm in constant contact with my family to try to figure out what we're going to do. I can tell you this, if things get a little hairy here, if I may consider just coming back home to Chicago and working from home because I have that ability to do that. So, well, we're right now things are kind of fluid. I am going to try to get home at least a couple times this summer, get home to family, get home to mid-Michigan, because I do believe that the state of Michigan is my second home, and Michigan State University in East Lansing is home for me. See guys like you, Neil Koepke, and all those wonderful folks up there, for sure. And Jack Ebling as well. Almost forgot to mention him. It would have been a crime to not do so.
Of course, right. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But again, a lot of it's going to be driven by where this pandemic goes. But I'm hopefully going to try to get back up to mid-Michigan real soon, as soon as I can.
Well, you know, whenever, if you do end up traveling up here, whenever, Jay Ruff, please keep me posted, and I'll be sure to keep the current sports family posted and our listeners out there, because, you know, anybody traveling right now, you know, it's certainly a risky time, if you will, right? So be safe. Jason, thank you so much, man. Again, please be safe. Jason Ruff, he is the voice of the Odessa Jackalopes, the director of broadcasting and media relations for the Jackalopes down in Odessa, Texas. You can follow Jay Ruff on Twitter at Jason_R_Ruff. Jason, thank you so much for your time. And again, be safe, my man.
Thank you for having me on, Al, and be safe, and safe wishes to all of you and all of your listeners up in mid-Michigan. Thinking about you guys. Be safe. Be well.
All right, folks, that will do it for this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. And you know what? Because of time, tomorrow I'm going to play to you what Jason had to say concerning MSU hockey. Until then, folks, we'll see you on Friday. As always, have a great afternoon and evening, and be easy, people.